You always had to keep the axle well
greased. You didn't wear that boxing out or the spindle one. The spindle slipped on the end of the axle, you see.
Yeah.
And it's bolted back up here in the middle. Got a strap iron. Runs from it back to the middle of the axle. A bolt in it.
Oh.
So it can't slip off.
What sort of thing would you put on the axle?
That's a spindle.
Yeah, but what sort of thing would you put on the axle to make the wheel go around? What sort of stuff?
Axle grease. You just slip the thick nut off, slip the wheel off, put that axle grease on that spindle, shove the wheel back up there and tighten your nut up. You got your wheel greased.
Uh-huh.
If we're going to town, we always greased our wagon the day before. We're going on a long trip, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Have it ready next morning. We leave before daylight.
Excuse me a minute. I was feeling a little bit. You feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm getting tired sitting there in that position right back here. That's what I do if I drive long distance.
Really?
Yeah.
When was the last time you went a long way?
Oh, I haven't gone further than West Memphis in a long time. I drive to West Memphis pretty regular.
Now, we were talking about what you used to read by coal oil lamp. Nowadays, when the light burns out, you just put in a new
bulb.
What do you call it?
Light bulb.
Light bulb. Well, sir. Now, when you comb your hair, you might use a comb or a what?
Brush. I use a comb and brush. I comb it and then I brush it.
Oh, I see. What, you comb it first? You kept a good head of hair. I've been wanting to tell you that. Got any tricks that
it's getting pretty thin right up there.
Got any tricks that I could use?
No, I don't know anything to tell you. I did get, a long time ago, I got a pretty heavy coat of dandruff in my hair.
Yeah.
It's hard to get rid of.
Uh-huh.
But I got a hold of this head and shoulders, and I'm free of it. He got some bad cut in my eyebrows, like, through that way I could see it dropping out of my eyebrows.
Sure.
But I got rid of it.
You sound like a commercial.
What?
But it was good for it, did it?
Yeah.
I might try some of that. I got me a little case of snow myself.
Well, it'll get it.
When a young man was getting ready to go somewhere, you'd say he was doing what? Did he spend a lot of time in front of the mirror?
No, I didn't. I never did pick up a whole lot of time primping and getting ready to go in her. I'd get washed up and shave, wash up, get my clothes on and get gone.
But a woman, you say a woman would do what?
Oh, she'd sit there with her dresser for an hour getting ready.
Primping.
Primping. Yeah, she's touching this. I don't know what she's doing, but I see them do it.
Now, can you tell me about the sort of things that would bring the community together, that sort of thing, when you were younger? What sort of things would y'all get together for?
Well, we had church services. And once in a while, we'd have a dinner on the ground, or a barbecue. We'd have a community barbecue. Some would give money, and some would give meat, and some one thing. Some donate a pig, a hog, a goat, a sheep. And some would donate money to buy pickles and bread and stuff like that, you know. Go down there and dig a ditch and haul up a lot of wood, pile it down after that ditch, and then cut some green stakes to go across that ditch to lay the meat on.